causes people to sin. So I always know the right people are here, and that's what always feels good. So I'm going to do a little meditation, kind of wash away the day. Take a breath, just relax. Congratulate yourself for making it. I am sustained by the love of God. To tell yourself that you are sustained by the love of God is the answer to every problem that will confront you today, tomorrow, and throughout time. In this world, the average person believes that they are sustained by everything but God. The average person, they put their faith in the most trivial and insane symbols, pills, money, protected clothing, influence, prestige, being liked, knowing the right people, an endless list of forms of nothingness that we endow with magical powers. All these things, focusing on the outer instead of the inner, that's just your replacement for the love of God. Putting all of the focus on the outer and the material instead of the inner and the spiritual, these things are cherished to ensure that you will continue to forget your spiritual identity. They are songs of praise to fear and confusion. So don't put your faith in the worthless. The worthless will not sustain you. Only the love of God will protect you in all circumstances. The love of God, that means God's love for you, will lift you out of every trial and raise you high above all the perceived dangers of this world into a climate of perfect peace and safety. Your Creator's love for you will transport you into a state of mind that nothing can threaten, a state of mind that nothing can disturb, a state of mind where nothing can intrude upon the eternal calm of you, the creation of God, the creation of love. So don't put your faith in illusions. Don't put your faith in pills, money, protected clothing, influence, prestige, being liked, knowing the right people. Because you already know that it always eventually fails you. Put all your faith in the love of God within you. Put all your faith in what is eternal. Put all your faith in what is changeless. Put all your faith in what will never fail. This is the answer to whatever confronts you right now. Through the love of God within you, you can resolve all seeming difficulties without effort and in sure confidence. Tell yourself, through the love of God within me, I can resolve all difficulties without effort and in certain confidence. When you tell yourself that it's through God's love for you that you can resolve all difficulties, it's a declaration of release from the belief in the idols of fear and weary. When you tell yourself you are sustained by the love of God and it's through God's love for you that you can resolve all difficulties without effort and in sure confidence, it's your acknowledgement of the truth about yourself. So just kind of let this idea sink deep into your consciousness. I am sustained by the love of the Creator. I am sustained by the love of my Creator. Repeat it. Think about it. Let related thoughts come to you to help you recognize that that's the truth. You are sustained by that which created you, and you did not create yourself. And there is no God of fear. There is no God of punishment. There is no big man in the sky ruling over things. there's an infinite love that created us, that's more than the body, that expresses through the body, that sustains us. So allow peace to flow over you like a blanket of protection. Let no idle and foolish thoughts enter to disturb your holy mind. That's the kingdom of heaven. It's a resting place where you have no cares, no worries, no anxieties, and you're perfectly calm and peaceful all the time, and you don't have to die to experience it. That's the resting place where your Creator, your Father, your Mother, where God placed you forever. I am sustained by the love of God. 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 You are 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 sustained by the love of God. We 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 are sustained by the love of God. I am sustained by the love of God.
So glad I'm not looking out for myself anymore. And I'm so glad God exists. And I'm so glad it's not the one I was taught.
Yeah.
I'm not one of these people that threw the baby out with the bathwater. I didn't throw God away just because I didn't like what I was taught about God as a child. I meet a lot of people when I teach that have a real hang-up about the word God, which is funny because they're just reacting to a meaning that they learned. And they think that the meaning that they learned actually negates the existence of God. God is love. And you are love. And we are children of love. And we are extensions of love. And we are in this physical body to give and receive love. We're spiritual beings having a human experience. We're not bodies. We're not just human beings, even though we have a human identity. And the Course in Miracles, it removes all of the blocks in your mind that you've learned that prevent you from knowing your power and knowing the truth about yourself. And so it's just like opening a blind, and then the sunlight that is you comes out, and then it corrects your mind and therefore corrects your experience. But we're here to let the shades up. We're not here to put anything in us. We're here to let things go. And what we're letting go is the guilt and the anger and the grievances and the past that's blocking the sunlight of our lives. I'm here to learn to remove those blocks. And Spirit knew that the best way for me to do it was to give me some guidelines. And so these guidelines came from the Course. And they're very important. The Course in Miracles is very difficult if you don't use the guidelines. And so I'm going to really help you with that by reminding you when you're trying to figure things out that it's not necessary. That I'm going to save you a lot of trouble. The Course says you can't figure God out. You can't figure the universe out. So, you don't have to believe the ideas. Some of the ideas may startle you. That's what part of the erase stuff is saying. You don't need to accept the ideas, so I'm not spending 5 minutes trying to get anybody to believe me. You don't have to welcome the idea, so that means you don't have to like it, and I don't have to like it. Got it? These are the guidelines. Some of the ideas you may actively resist. That's the truth now, I'm telling you. Some of the stuff that the Course says, you may go, And none of that matters, I'm sorry to tell you. None of your disbelief or confusion, none of it decreases the effectiveness of the ideas. You are not being asked to judge the ideas at all. That's funny when you think about it. You're not being asked to judge the ideas. Take the robes off. Is this true or not? I don't know. I don't agree with that. You can judge, but that's not what you're being asked to do. It's using the ideas that will show you that they work. Take 27 years of working with this, I'm telling you, it's using the ideas. It is not analyzing the ideas that are making it work. So, you are entitled to miracles. You are entitled to love. You don't have to earn love. You don't have to make love. And some of y'all pretty good at not doing that most of the time. So we're going to do the little willingness on page 380, and when we finish this section I started last week, about being happy, which is holy. Can I save you some time?
Please.
Okay, great. If you're new to this, trust that I've been obsessed with this for almost 30 years. And I might just have a little bit more insight into what it's saying, which could save you some time. People always say they want to be happy. The Course says, well, you're not going to be happy until you're determined to be. Above everything else. You got to have the desire and the willingness to have peace, he says, before you can have it. So it's not going to come as the result of you getting something. You don't get something or somebody or something and then you're happy. It doesn't work that way. The way you prepare your mind to be happy, the Course says, you have to want it above all else. And it's very important for you to realize that you can't really do more than want love above everything else. Notice I'm interchanging terms to let you get all the different definitions of holy. And every time you attempt to help God, you screw it up. I'll say it again. Every time you attempt to help God, you make yourself afraid. The Course says you add a little ego to it. God asks just a little. It's God that asks the greatness and the might. What is God asking of me? To want peace above all else. To want love above all else. To want God above all else. To want freedom above all else. To want union and relationship above all else. So the Course says, God is the one that adds the might. God is the one that adds the greatness. And then it says, God joins with you. I love that. It says, love joins with you. God joins with you to make the happy instant far greater than you can understand. So you're going to get to the point that you are happier than you can make sense out of. You're going to be happy. You're going to go, I don't even understand why it's all so good, but it's so good. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. It's just good. You just go, oh my God, it's just good. I'm happier than I can understand. Now, people say, well, how can I get God to give me a lot? How can I get the universe to really, really support me, really bring me the love and the unity and the abundance and the peace that I want? And the Course says, you need to realize that you need to do so little. See, people think they need to do more. Everybody's trying to do more. The Course says, it's the truth is just the opposite of what we think. You need to do so little. You need to do less so that love can give you more. Mm-hmm. This is like acid to control freaks. It's like pouring acid on a control freak. The person that's so afraid that they think they have to be in control of everything. This is hell.
That kind of acid.
Yeah, that kind of acid. Yeah. It's because what we just heard was so loving that it was ridiculous. Then the next thing that you're told if you want to be happy is don't trust, you're pretty good at that, your good intentions. I've had some of the best intentions at different times in my life and royally screwed everything. But I had good intentions. I didn't mean to do that. I had good intentions. Well, the Course says, don't trust your good intentions. And then he gives a very logical reason as to why. It's not enough. Your good intentions are not enough. Then you go, well, what do I trust in? If I can't trust in my good intentions, what do I trust? Because I got to trust in something. He said, okay, trust in your willingness.
What? Whatever else may come up, trusting you're with me. You mean, even if it seems like I still have the kind of problems in relationships that I've always had, trust that you're willing to have peace in them. Even though I got some doubts about this and some fear about this, trust that you're willing to have the answer. Trust that you're willing to be peaceful. Trust that you're willing to know the truth. No matter what else enters your mind, trust that you're willing. Don't trust your good intentions. I'm willing to be more loving toward you. I trust my willingness. That's good. I'm going to always be willing to be happy. I'm going to be willing to have peace no matter what's going on in my life. My life can look like a disaster, but I'm trusting my willingness to have love. I'm trusting my willingness to know the truth. I'm trusting my willingness to know God. And he says, concentrate on that. What? Concentrate on, I'm willing, and be not disturbed that shadows surround your willingness. Don't be upset because you have some doubts about your willingness, some fear about your willingness, and some confusion about your willingness, and some anger about it. He says, don't be disturbed by the fact that you're saying you're willing, but you still have some doubts, because if you already had the willingness completely, you wouldn't need to be here. It's like going to the doctor to get some kind of a healing and then being mad at yourself because you're not already healthy when you meet the doctor. That's where we do it, you know. Yeah. It's like hiring a maid to clean up the house, but you clean it up before they get there, because you don't have the maid to see your dirty house.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the same thing if you're getting upset with yourself because you're not able to be as powerful and as strong and as confident as you're developing the ability to be. So stop beating yourself up because you're broke. If you want to learn how to have abundance, if you already had abundance, you would be trying to do it. Stop beating yourself up because your relationship's not working, because if they were already working, you wouldn't be trying to heal them. Be glad that you had sense enough to know it wasn't working and that you wanted another way to look at it. Most people are in a lousy, painful situation and they have no idea they're in it. They just know they're hurting and they don't know why. At least you know why.
Yeah.
At least you recognize you are. And then you're saying, hey, you know what? I tried the old way, and I'm tired of the old way. And then people say, well, what is the old way? Well, the old way is if someone spoke or acted differently, if some situation or circumstance outside myself changed, I'd be happy. That's the old way. That's it. You tell me your plan, and I bet you fits into the old way. It was something you think or thought that you had to have change on the outer, and then you were going to be happy. Anybody tell me I'm wrong about the basis of that plan? And right now, if you're upset about something, be honest. Isn't it basically because you're expecting something to change, and when it does, you'll be happy again?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the old plan. Some of us are tired of it. Here's the other thing you have to watch out for. You know, you got your conscious mind, right? And then you got your subconscious mind, right? And the subconscious mind, you can really get in touch with it through your feelings. And it's not until you feel something that you're going to see it manifested. You're not going to see it manifested until you feel it. Got it? So if you really want to get in touch with what you believe, and therefore what you're about to manifest in your perception, all you have to do is get in touch with the way you feel all the time. How do you feel? Don't go, what am I thinking about my relationship? How do you feel about your relationship? Now, if you're thinking about your job or your life, how do you feel about your life? How do you feel about yourself? Because true students have to watch using the conscious mind to deceive themselves. They think because they can recite truth, it means that they believe it. I said again. Because you can recite a truth to me does not mean you believe that truth. It's because you can say, well, I really believe I'm the one that's creating my reality. That was a recitation. I believe I create my experience. Okay. How do you feel? Are you afraid? Are you confused? Are you depressed? Do you see lack?
Do you see loneliness broken in two by periods in which they seem to be gone? So this is what you believe. You believe that at some level you're not receiving what you should be receiving and what you deserve in your life. That's what you believe. And so therefore that is what you perceive. So how can you tell what you really believe as opposed to what you say you believe? I'll tell you. It goes something like this. I ask you what's going on in your life, and you preface it in your own way by saying something to the extent of, you know, right now I'm making myself experience blah, 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 blah. Right now, you know, I created a situation at work with dot, 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 dot. Right? You know, I really want to see it like this way. In other words, when you talk, you're talking from a position that you're the creator of the experience that you're having, even if it's one you don't like. If you don't believe the truth, you recite a truth. But when I ask you how you're doing, you'll say, oh, you know, my boss is really giving me, if I could just get my mother, if I could just get my boyfriend, if I could just get that money, if I could just get that bill paid, if I could just, I got to watch out for other people. In other words, if your explanation is completely worldly, completely externally oriented, you don't believe what you're talking about. And you're going to be frustrated because it's going to look like you're practicing the truth in your mind, but you're not seeing the result in your life. So pay attention to the explanations that you give about your life, because the way you explain your life determines your level of consciousness. The way you tell me what's going on tells me your level of consciousness. That's why I listen to people. So I know right at the beginning what kind of relationship I'm going to have with them by knowing how they see life. And I know how they see life by the description that they're giving me of what's happening to them. So if they talk completely as if it's somebody else and something else, if they're still holding a grievance against the previous mate, if they're still saying it's the economy that's creating their financial problem, they're unconscious. And so therefore, they are going to hurt themselves from time to time. And then I have to decide, do I want to be with them when they do? Because if they blame the things outside of themselves for what's making them unhappy, if I disillusion them, they're going to blame me too. Because they don't take responsibility for what they're going through. So I already know at the very beginning that I'm dealing with a person that's going to blame me if things don't go right, because they're already blaming everybody else. They're not blaming me now because they're under the illusion now that I might be beneficial to them. Now, does that mean that I see them as not being a good person? No. I just see them as calling for love. And I just see them as not recognizing what the truth is yet. But that has nothing to do with their value. They're beautiful and they're valuable. But the Course says the definition of vision is to know the consequences of your actions before you take them. That's the Course's definition of vision. You don't have vision until you know how it's going to turn out before you do it. So if I knew if I entered into a relationship with a person that projects responsibility, then I already can see how it would turn out before I even get close to them. That's vision. Is this person I'm talking about describing themselves as a spiritual being that's functioning through a human body? Or are they talking to me as if they're just a human being? Tells me a lot about what I'm going to experience with them. You see what I mean? Is this a person that thinks you only love one person? Or is this a person that knows that love applies to all equally? I need to know that from the very beginning. Because a person who believes that you only can love one person is a person that's going to have a lot of fear around losing you. And the more fear they have around losing you, the more possessive and insane they're going to act in their relationship with you. So if you're around somebody that only believes in loving one person, you better get ready for some specialness beyond your wildest dreams. Which is what the mind says, that's what I want. I want to be special beyond my wildest dreams. Okay, it comes with a price. And the price is simply your freedom. That's what you have to give up. Some people, that's a worthwhile goal if they never experience specialness in their life. They didn't get it from their parents. They didn't get it coming up. No one made them feel special. No one made them feel important. And their biggest goal is going to be special in some way so that they can get that attention that they never got before. But since you're meeting that need, they're going to become afraid of losing you. And so therefore, they're going to shift to a possessive, jealous, fearful mode. So, I would much rather be in a relationship with someone who wanted to know that the love that they're looking for is within themselves, and they want help in getting in touch with that and how they can know it and express it. I want to help you know you don't need me. I want to help you know you don't need me. And let me tell you, I've been successful with that with many women. Okay. Earl, you taught me so much truth that I don't need you anymore. You have me realize what I really want, and it ain't you. Because in the beginning, people have a tendency to abdicate their needs to meet your needs because they're afraid to lose you. So they're not really expressing what they want. They think they're trying to express what you want so they can keep you. Mm-hmm. So as they become stronger and more conscious and more centered, and they realize who they are, and they realize their spiritual power, they realize more and more that their wholeness comes from within, and they don't need to abdicate their needs in order to be loved. So the first thing that a person that is awakening starts to do is they stop sacrificing, and they stop allowing themselves to be manipulated by fear and guilt. And a person that's still doing that to you is going to get very angry and afraid if their manipulation techniques no longer work, because you're no longer so insecure that you'll advocate your needs just so you can have a relationship with them, because you think they're like the only person that could ever really love you. Do you know how easy it is to be in a relationship with somebody that wants to be happy above all else?
Yes, I do.
It is such a cool relationship because they're more invested in peace than they are in conflict. I love to be around people like that. So that's what the Spirit is saying. So it's like telling us, okay, stop doing so much. Trust your willingness to be happy instead of your good intentions. Says, stop being disturbed because you're not where you think you want to be yet and you still have some fears and some conflicts. That's okay. If you didn't have them, you wouldn't need to be here. He said, that's why you came. If you could come without it, you wouldn't need the holy healing instant. He says, don't come to it in arrogance, assuming that you've got to achieve the state that it's going to bring to you. He says, the miracle of the happy instant lies in your what? Your willingness to let happiness be what it is. Let the peaceful instant be what it is. Let the truth be what it is, he says. And then your willingness for this lies also your acceptance of yourself as you were meant to be. So accepting yourself as you were meant to be is where your happiness lies. Your happiness really doesn't lie in anybody else. Your happiness lies in accepting yourself as you were meant to be, which is happy, peaceful, fulfilled. I am so glad that I'm going to be doing this intensive advanced mind training. It's going to be on June the 16th from 10 to 3. Financial investment is $50 for it. But the real reason I'm doing it is because I need more than an hour. And I want to find out who really wants to go really, 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 really deep. And the response that I got was far beyond what I thought I would get when I passed the sheet around. It's going to only be 20 people. So, and I'm going to be covering stuff I've never covered in any class ever in my 30 years of sharing. I'm introducing some additional stuff into the course that goes with the course that's going to blow your mind. And I'm so glad because I want to reinforce it in myself by sharing it more. So, I've already had several people pre-register. If it's something that you really want to do, you need to go ahead and pay for it and register for it.
Is it Saturday?
It's a Saturday, June 16th, the third Saturday in June. And I plan to do an intensive every month.
Yes.
But every one of them will be different. Okay? I'm going through an incredible transformation in my consciousness and my heart. Everything I've studied for, everything I've worked for, everything that I've been putting my attention in for the last 30 years as far as my own peace, it's all happening. All this stuff that this book is promising, I am beginning to experience at a level I've never experienced it before. And I'm so friggin' happy I can't even show it to you. So don't be fooled by it. I'm calm because, I tell you, I match you. I'm calm because you're calm. Mm-hmm. Don't ever think the way that I am is the way that I could be. No more than the way you are is the way you could be. And happiness doesn't have anything to do with jumping up and down, even though that's one way you can express it. You can be in bliss and be in total silence. The one thing you learn when you begin to wake up is that nothing has anything to do with the outer. And if your life is full of drama, conflict, pain, I'm going to tell you something. You are pissed off. Okay? You just need to get honest with yourself. You're mad. You're angry. And don't try to be nicey nicey about it. Tell yourself the truth. You're mad. You're angry. That's why you're hurting. That's why you got the sickness. That's why you got the pain. That's why you got the lack. That's why you got the relationship in the world. Or the job that you hate. Or anything that's bugging you right now, it's a form of anger. It's a form of fear. It's a form of guilt. And so you have the desire to be happy above all else. Realize that humility will never ask that you remain content with littleness. And it doesn't require that you be, it does require that you not be content with anything less than greatness. So if you're humble, you're saying, I won't be satisfied with anything less than greatness. And that greatness has got to not come from me.
Yeah.
I will not be satisfied with anything but greatness that comes from love, greatness that comes from God, greatness that comes from spirit, greatness that comes from peace. He said, it didn't come from you. I won't be satisfied. You know why? Because the Course in Miracles definition of little is, the first time I read it, I love this thing. This book is so cool. Says, do you know what the Course's definition of little is? Anything you give yourself, anything you think of is little. That means your greatest, most extravagant, extraordinary thought for yourself, your best treasure map, your best visualization, your best goal list is little in the eyes of God. Oh, you just want little? I could give you a hell of a lot more than that. Okay, but this is your plan, all right. Don't you be satisfied with anything less than what God will give you, or what love will give you, or what truth will give you. Don't be satisfied with what fear gives you. And most people's plans are motivated by fear. Fear of lack, fear of loss, fear of not being taken care of, fear of not having enough in old age. It isn't based on love. It's based on fear. That's why I need to be so important. That's why I need to get that degree. That's why I need to get that job. That's why I need to get that relationship. I'm afraid. That's not a plan coming from love. I said, okay. All right, cool, I hear you. Then he says, your difficulty with the holy instant, the happy instant, arises from your fixed conviction that you're not worthy of it. So the difficulty that a person has with achieving happiness really comes from their fixed conviction that they're not worthy of it. Then people go, well, I do think I'm worthy of it. Always remember that your results are your guru. Well, then what are you unhappy about? Then why do you have things in your perception that upset you all the time? Why do you think that there's a lack in some way? If you think you're so valuable, why doesn't your reality reflect your value? Because the outer reflects the inner. So if I really felt it and therefore really believed it, I'd have to see it. So if I'm not seeing it, I'm just reciting, I believe I'm worthy. And recite it a lot. Because you'll eventually begin to affect your emotional nature through repetition. And since it's the truth anyway, because you really are valuable, you're not telling yourself a lie. You really are valuable even if you don't think you are. So since you're telling yourself the truth, even if you don't believe it, you still receive it faster because it's the truth. I'm telling you. That's good news. It's like me affirming that I'm black. But I don't believe it. But since it's the truth, I'm guaranteed to succeed. And everything is going to support that. You're going to say I'm black. You know what I'm saying? My family's going to say it. You know what I mean? Whenever you say something that's the truth, even if you don't believe it, you still have the support of the universe because what you believe is true. Yeah. And your belief in it doesn't have anything to do with the truth of it. That's why the truth is easy. It's not. It doesn't depend on the kind of arrogance that says something is not true unless I believe it. One of the weirdest statements out there is you are what you think. That's a lie. You're not what you think. You just see what you think and you experience what you think. But you are not what you think. You are the being that experiences it. Because if you were what you thought, that would mean there was no stable self in you to know. That would mean there was nothing about you that was stable and permanent. If every time I thought something different, that's what I was, my life would be chaotic and confusing and fearful. And so the Lord says, let me get you to your permanent self. Your permanent self is sweet and holy and innocent and infinite and eternal. It's juicy. Eternally juicy. I love this book. He says, now, I love this. Check this out. He says, your difficulty with the happy instant arises from your... As a matter of fact, I got a couple of books if anybody wants to follow along that doesn't have one. If you want to borrow it. It's on page... what is it on page? Okay, 381. I'm so excited to have... to not feel like I have to watch the clock to get a point across. Thank you. See, it's 15 minutes to 8. I'm just getting warmed up, and it's time for me to stop. But I think an hour is perfect for the people who want to be here. They just want more. So we'll get together and get down and do something at a later time. Okay. And then the people that it's a strain for, they can have an hour. So everybody walks away happy. An hour isn't too long for the person that don't like what they're hearing. And an hour is a good appetizer for those who do. So everybody get a little bit of what they want. Let me tell you something. The Course said it wasn't going to be anything like I thought it was going to be. And it was absolutely right. Happiness is not anything I thought it was. And guess what? People change when you do. I'm so glad I know the secret. The secret is I have to be what I want to have. And say no to what I don't want anymore. All right. And I'm going to be happy for the people who are not. So that they can see there's another way to be. And when I'm not happy, then I need you to be happy so I can see it's another way to be. Mm-hmm. See what I mean? Mm-hmm. So what I'm going to do for everybody, I'm going to try to have the most loving relationships I can have, the most abundant, the most real. I'm going to try to have everything just beautiful as I can get it by changing myself so that I can demonstrate to you the exact same thing you can do for yourself because we're all the same. It has nothing to do with how long I've been studying the Course. The Course says love doesn't wait on time. The Course says love waits on welcome. It's not about how long you've been studying. It's about how willing you are to be loved. The advantage of me doing it longer is I've had a chance to make all the mistakes that you probably going to make. And I know other people that have because I've met thousands of people over 25 years. And let me tell you, we're not as different as we think we are. There are only two plans. If something outside of me changes, I'll be happy. And the other plan, which is, Holy Spirit, God, my higher self, where do you want me to go? What do you want me to do? What do you want me to say? Who do you want me to say it to? I'm open to guidance. I want to hear what you got to say. I want to do it from within. I want to get in touch with what created me, and I want to know how to hear it. Those are the two plans. Mm-hmm. if you make your happiness dependent on changing me, let me tell you, you're in trouble. So don't go for that plan. All right? And they can try not to apply it to your mama, your brother, your lover. Nothing. Try to get rid of that plan. That plan don't work. It doesn't work. But you can draw the people to you that's already the way you wish everybody around you were. They already exist. They can come into your life and they can just be the way that would make you happy and allow you to experience joy. They'll walk into your life exactly the way you're trying to change everybody else that you know into being for you to be happy with them. And the people that you're with can change. Human beings can change. Do you know that the definition of human being is change? The one thing a human can do is change. So I love knowing that. That means whatever you're going through right now, no matter what you're experiencing right now, it can change for the better.
That's such good news.
It is to me.
Yeah.
Thank you, God. Mm-hmm. So the question I'm going to leave you with tonight, because I want to get a chance to go back and hit the points. He says, your difficulty with the holy instant arises from your fixed conviction that you're not worthy of the happy instant. He says, in believing that you're not worthy, what is this but the determination to be as you would make yourself? See, I'm determined to see myself as unworthy, and God is determined that I see myself as infinitely valuable. So when you believe you're not worthy of happiness, it's just you trying to make yourself out of what you want yourself to be. It says God didn't create you unworthy of God. Love didn't create you unworthy of love. And if you believe that God cannot enter where God wills to be, you must be interfering with God's will. So really the core says interfering with God's will simply means that I'm walking around believing that God couldn't be in me. That I'm not worthy for love to be in me. That I'm not worthy for peace to be in me. He says, me thinking that I'm unworthy and that I can't have it and that I don't deserve it, that's my determination to make me the way I want to be. And he says, do you think your creator would create a dwelling place that's unworthy of it? You know, I mean, would you make a big old house full of poop and then move into it?
Let me think.
I'll get back to you on that. That's what the Course is saying. The mere fact that you exist means you must be worthy of that which created you. I mean, it's just a stupid creator would create something that wasn't worthy of itself. So stop being arrogant. Stop being determined to see yourself as you want to see yourself instead of the loving being that your creator see you as being. So really every time you say you're not worthy, you're not good enough, you don't deserve to be happy, you can't have someone, that is you being, that's arrogant. That's you being determined to see yourself in a way that God or the truth doesn't see you. Because the truth sees you as infinitely valuable. And somebody that loves you, they see you as valuable. Hands down. And anything that somebody values, they protect, they take care of, and they nurture it. Thank you, brother.
All right.
I'm so glad that's a good news. And all the rest of you felt the same way. There's nothing you can do to lose the eternal love of God. There's nothing you can do to lose the support of the universe. I don't care what you think you've done. There's nothing you can do that could be a mistake that couldn't be corrected by God. Nothing. And if you think there is, that's just you being determined to make yourself the way you want to see yourself in spite of what the truth is telling you. That's your determination to punish yourself. And you'll do it too. You'll do it through your relationships. You'll do it through your health. You do it through your financial situation. You do it through your peace or lack of it. That's your, that's you acting out your sentence on yourself. That's not God punishing you. That's you punishing you. Because you don't think at some subconscious level that you're worthy of peace
and worthy of healing. So I'm here to remind you that you are worthy of peace, and you are worthy of healing, and you can be helped, and you can be a might that's added to you that's more than what you can do. But you've got to be willing to have it easier.
All right.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm through.
That was a short
line.
Yeah.
I'm going to do the love operation and aloneness as your guide. It doesn't make sense. The me that thinks it's alone and separate is the me that's going to guide me to oneness and union? Of course it's not. The separated self only knows how to be alone. And it loves to be alone. But there's another part of you that's bigger and more powerful. And it's had enough of pain. And it's had enough of suffering. And it doesn't want to waste any more time. It's time for you to do the divine plan of your life. And that divine plan includes health, wealth, abundance, purpose, self-expression, and relationships now. So, Sunday, holy moly, yeah. And notice that you're saying you've seen a lot of changes, but you'd also be the first one to say a lot of times you don't understand what the hell it's talking about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that completely lets us know that our understanding doesn't have anything to do with the truth.
Yeah.
So you can let go of thinking you got to understand it for it to work. You just have to be willing to use the idea. And that's sort of like, what does that mean? That means me reminding myself that I'm not going to be arrogant anymore as much as I can. And realize that what I really am is valuable regardless of what I think about myself, and that I want to have peace above all this. Matter of fact, I want to have peace so much that I don't put anything before it as much as I possibly can. Sometimes I do because I'm learning like everybody else, but much less than ever. The most beautiful part of it, though, when I really went for wanting the truth above all else, was that all the people in my life that love drama and conflict started to go away without me saying or doing anything. I had to put nobody out of my life. It was amazing. And then, guess what else happened? All these new, cool people started showing up. Already the way I like people to be. Without me having to try to make them that way. So I could feel innocent about whatever I did with them. Because it's just naturally the way they are too. And they all have one thing in common. They want to take some level of responsibility for what they experience in their life. And they don't want to blame everybody else for what's going on. So we don't block each other because there's no fear, right? And without fear, the power of God can come into your life and correct things. It's like letting the shade up. So to be in relationships that are full of conflict at all times is just a way to keep yourself believing that you're unworthy of what you deserve. And there may be an in-between time where it looks like there's nobody there and that people are out of your life and you feel like, well, where are the people? But when I was in high school, when I went from class to class, I had to go through the hallway. And the hallway was never as big as the classroom. So while you're moving from one room to the other, it might not look like there's as many people around you or as much room. You may feel a little pressure. So don't let it fool you. Confusion is a very high state. Confusion means you let go of one way of seeing, but you haven't completely embraced the new way yet. So it means you're in motion. It means you're no longer stuck. So confusion, after you open yourself up to the truth, is a very high state. So a song I want to play for you before we go out into the night, and it's by a good friend of mine, and it's what I want you to remember about yourself. And if you take this thought with you, even though you may feel some resistance, it'll transform your life. And don't forget, if you want to do the seminar, you can do it. And you can do it. Go ahead and register as soon as you can. And I'm set up for credit cards or whatever.
And so, just 50?
Just 50. I'm thinking, yeah, because I want it to be reachable. It's not about the money with me anyway. Obviously.
Take a breath, and I want you to drink this in. Let yourself hear it, and you don't have to believe it. Tell yourself, I'm not going to trust my good intentions. I'm just going to trust my willingness to have my life be here. I'm going to trust that I'm willing no matter what. No matter what, I'm innocent. CD is called Dream On. It's all based on the course. And that's the truth about you. And I will see you the next time I see you. And hugs are available. And thanks for being a blessing. Can we acknowledge us?
Yeah. Yeah, take it in. You are entitled to miracles. You are entitled to be happy.
But want it above all else.
Father's guarantee. Isn't that cool? I want a reservation, sir.
Yeah, just put your name down there and phone number and everything.
All
right. Yeah, I'm not too. You sure can't help? Mm-hmm. Yeah, people are signing up pretty fast.
I know.
Yeah.
Hey, education with trust.
Oh, you are on me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, it's right up there. There's a notebook that's his name in there. Okay. I'm making out the unit. You make out the Unity Temple.
Okay, where?
And just sign up over here, and we get you on the list.